confidence in herbicide choices. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Orenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva. Farmers spend a lot of time determining the best strategy for controlling weeds. With so much to consider, Enlist technology specialist Steve Snyder emphasizes how important it is that growers believe in the products and methods they choose. He says with the Enlist system, there are plenty of resources available to help build a program to be confident about. More after this.
Enlist E3 soybeans and Enlist herbicides offer farmers the weed control they deserve. Enlist One and Enlist Duo herbicides provide exceptional control of tough, resistant broadleaf weeds. You also gain flexibility with Enlist E3 soybeans. With tolerance to 2,4-D choline, glyphosate, and glufosinate, you can design a custom approach to post-emergent weed control on Enlist E3 acres. Use Enlist herbicides as the cornerstone of your weed management plan and get on-target application with inherently low volatility 2,4-D choline and with Colex-D technology in Enlist One and Enlist Duo. Enlist herbicides offer near-zero volatility, reduced potential for physical drift, and better handling characteristics. Get the weed control you need with Enlist E3 soybeans. Learn more at Enlist.com. That's Enlist.com.
Steve Snyder, a Corteva Agriscience Enlist technology specialist, tells Brownfield growers need to be confident about their weed control system.
You know, a lot of farmers may not have used much 2,4-D type herbicides in their weed control system for the last 10, 15, 20 years. I think everybody's familiar with 2,4-D and what it can do. But it's critical to have very good weed control. When we talk about the Enlist herbicides, like Enlist One, for instance, it's straight goods, choline, 2,4-D, that has a full pound of 2,4-D in your 1-quart rate that we're going to be using when we spray weeds. So 1 pound of 2,4-D, that's a lot of 2,4-D. That's typically more than people use in a burndown application if they're using a burndown 2,4-D. So it's confident to have it. I think what else is very important is we've got now 2 years of experience in soybeans. We had kind of a soft launch in 2019 because we got registration in January of 19. But last year we had upwards of 20% market share in the U.S., so we got a chance to look at it more on more acres, more type of weed spectrums, different application methods. So we're getting to get more experience with it. A lot of growers don't like to use it the first year it comes out, but now we're in year three. So I think we're going to see even a quicker adoption.
He says the Enlist system uses a 2,4-D choline.
It's a different molecule of 2,4-D. So it's different than an amine or an ester. We didn't take an amine and add something to it and call it a choline. This is a whole new molecule of 2,4-D. Now, as far as weed control, it's still 2,4-D. It's going to kill them the same way the other 2,4-Ds have in the past. But the beauty of the choline 2,4-D is it's got near zero volatility. So once it's sprayed and on target, whether it's the soil, weed, or crop, it's just not going to get up and move off target. And that's because of the way the molecule is structured and how it's made. That's very important because if people try to use an ester or an amine on E3 beans post-emerge, not only would it be illegal and be against the TUA agreement, the tech use agreement they signed, but the challenge there is keeping it on site and keeping it on target. Those other ester and amine formulations won't do that. So it's very important. We got such flexibility with Enlist. We got a long application window through the R2 or full flower stage.
Snyder says there are a lot of resources online at Enlist.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva.